My name is Alan Morse, and today we're going to have a study and get out your Bibles and book, your Bibles and your pencils and papers. And I say this because this is important. When we study the Scripture, you need to get your pencils and papers out, and you need to write down these references in the Bible, so when we get done, you can go through the exact same thing we went through together, and you'll have this as a permanent record. When you want to talk about a certain subject that we've dealt with that, you have the same thing that I'm reading off of. And you can take it right through for your Sunday school class, for your Bible study, or your own Bible study again. And without, go through it yourself so you get to know the Scriptures. This is important. We're going to have a Bible study that I think is probably one of the most important ones that I've written. I said this before, but this really is. And this is something that made a tremendous difference in me when I understood this. The topic of this study is called Christ in You. Christ in You. Most people have no clue that when you believe the gospel, Christ moves into you personally and walks with you personally everywhere you go and guides and directs you. And I want to show you this in a bunch of verses where it shows it. So I'm not just pulling one verse out. I've got a term. It's just what God has opened my mind to show me, show you and the rest of the people in the radio audience and people who listen to these tapes on the internet. So turn in your Bibles. Let's turn in your Bibles to Colossians. To Colossians. And we're going to start with chapter 1. I'm just looking at verses 27. We're going to go through 27 through 29 on the first verses. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27. And the topic, remember this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 27, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. See, what's a mystery? It's a secret. This is something that was never given to anybody else in this whole Bible. All the Old Testament saints, they never heard of this. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Jesus' ministry, they never saw this because it was withheld by God until he gave it to Paul. And this mystery was for who? It says a mystery among the Gentiles. It's for you and me. This is for you and me. Okay, what is it? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Think about that. That means as soon as you believe the gospel, and you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's what happens when you believe the gospel. You automatically are sealed, not baptized in it, but sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means Christ is going to come in to you and live with you for the rest of your life. No wonder we can make it, because he's going to guide us and direct us, each one individually. He never did that before. Now look at this now. Look at verses 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, see, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, see. Christ in you. We're in him. We're all one. And it's really fantastic. And we can be perfect because not because of what we do, but because of what Christ leads us to. He's the one that's going to do it, see? And he's the one that does it. He lives in us. Look at here, it says, verse 29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. You see, it's according to Christ working in you. Not what your working is, it's what he does. And he worketh, and he works in Paul mightily, and he can work in you mightily too. Isn't that wonderful? It's just beyond my imagination when we see these things. I just can't comprehend it. Christ in you, he lives in me today. He walks with me today. He talks through me today. When I'm dealing with his word, it's Christ speaking to you. Because I'm not, this isn't Al's word. This is God's word. Christ in you, the hope of glory. let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Just go just the page over to the right and look what it says here. Look at verses 3 and 4. It says, Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, says, "For you are dead," see, "and your life is hid with Christ." What does it mean by "we are dead"? Well, as soon as we believe the gospel, if the pastor was teaching you, you'd understand when you come to know the Lord, when you believe that Christ died for your sins, you believe that your old sin nature died for you with him on the cross. He was the old sin debt, or the old sin nature you have would be nailed to the cross. And when you believe that, then thus you're dead. The old man is dead that has caused you so much trouble. That let's fail it, call it the old Adam. The old Adam has been nailed to the cross. "For you are dead, and your life now is hid with Christ." And then you're with Christ, see now. He's in you, see. And Christ is where? In God. How can he be so more wonderful? How could he be more secure? See, you're hid in Christ with God. See, with Christ in God. See, verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life," see now, he is our life. Everything that we do, we're dealing with him. He's living in us. "When he who is our life shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory." See, because wherever Christ is, we're going to be there because he's living in us. See. It's just remarkable. Now look right over across the page and look at verses 11. This is for all believers, see, whether there is neither Greek nor Jew nor circumcision nor uncircumcision, see. It's all the same. We're all together now. No more barbarian, synthetic, nor bond or free. But Christ is all, and what does it say? In all. See, all believers, no matter what you're, if you're a Jew, if you're barbarian, or you're uncircumcised, that's the Gentile, see, or you're circumcised, this is a Jew, but Christ is all and in all. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians. Go back to your left to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to look at 14 verses and 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we're going to look at verses 25. It says, 14:25. I want everybody to find it. It says, "And thus our secrets of his heart are made manifest, and so falling down on his faith, he will worship God." This is when he believes this gospel, see, "and report that God is in you." God is in you. Who's God? Christ. See, Christ is God. They're one and the same. Christ in you, see, "of a truth." Now, what is the truth? Truth is always. Truth is always the gospel when he talks about truth. So turn back to 1 Corinthians, Colossians again, and look at chapter 1. Look at chapter 1. It's in several verses, but I'll use this verse. This is different than I've used before. Verses 5. Turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 5. And look what it says. It says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth." See, what's the word of truth? Of the gospel, see. When you're dealing with the truth, it's always the gospel that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried and he rose from the dead. And when you believe that, Christ will be in you, the hope of glory. What a verse. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, and let's go to chapter 3. Go back to the left to 1 Corinthians, and let's go to chapter 3, and let's look at verses 9. We're talking about Christ in you. Now look what this says. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9. It says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. You see? What's the building for? It holds something. What is in it? Christ. We're His building. He lives in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now look at verses 16. Just across the page for me, in my Bible, 16, verses 16, 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? See? We're the temple for God. We're the one here where He lives now. And that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, what is it? Who is the Spirit of God? Christ dwelleth in you. See? That He only is just everywhere. But most people can't see it. When you're a true believer, you believe the gospel, Christ dwells in you. And He's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What a wonderful thing. Now let's turn to Galatians. It's back to the right. We're in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, then Galatians. Back to the right. In your Bible, Galatians. And let's look at Galatians chapter 1. And look at verses 16. Note, yeah, 1:16. It says, to reveal His Son in me. See? This is what that's what God called him, to Paul, to reveal His Son. How did He do it? In Him. See, Christ was in Him, that I might preach Him among the heathens or the Gentiles. Immediately I conferred not in flesh and blood. See, He only dealt, see, with the risen Savior. The risen Savior. The risen Savior gave him the gospel. Turn back to your, turn back just one page to your right. And first, in Galatians chapter 1, look at verses 11. What did I say? That he only went directly from to Jesus. It says, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. See, he didn't get it from man. Neither did I receive it from man, neither was I taught it. Where did he get it? From the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, directly from Christ. How important is this gospel that He got us? What is the gospel? Christ died for your sins, that He was buried and He rose from the dead. That's what He preached for salvation for us today. See? And how important is that gospel? Look at verses 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. 9 says, as we say before, say so I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than which you have received, let him be accursed. Has your pastor preached this gospel, that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, and He rose again for your salvation? If he hasn't, what does it say? He's accursed. And the most of it's just horrible what has happened. But anyway, you can see Paul got this gospel directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now turn back to Galatians. We want to see, we're in Galatians. Turn to Galatians chapter 2 and look at verses 20. 2:20. Look what Paul says about this, about Christ living in him. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Now, what do you mean by that? Just like I said before, as soon as when Christ, we believe as believers that when Christ was crucified on that cross, our old sin nature went on that cross also, and it died with Christ. But we believe that. See, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. See, his old sin nature is dead. See, Christ has He crucified that Christ. He nailed it to his cross. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. See? Christ liveth in him personally. And the life that I now live in the flesh, how does he live? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we have our faith totally. He lives by the faith of the Son of God. What's the faith of the Son of God? Where is Jesus' faith? Totally in the Father. Totally in the Father. And what for? So that he could provide the gospel. He could not have gone to that cross if he hadn't faith in the Father. He could not, no man could have done that. If he didn't know that God was going to raise him from the dead, he couldn't have done that. But it was his faith in the Father that provided him, to be, gave him the power to provide the gospel for salvation for you and me, that we might be saved. It was the faith, Christ's faith, that did it. In God, that allowed it to happen. See, the faith of Christ, the Son of God, see, who loved me and gave himself for me. What a verse. It's just tremendous. Let's turn to, time is going so fast. Let's go to Romans. Go back to Romans. Turn in your Bible to Romans, and let's go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. And let's look at verses. Romans 6, verses 8. Now, here's what I was talking about. When he, it says, now look what it says here. It says, now, if we be dead, see, with Christ, see, how do we be dead with Christ? We believe that our old sin nature was nailed to that cross. We believe that we shall also live with him. You see, and we will, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. He lives with us. We live with Christ. Oh, it's just hard to even comprehend. Look at Romans chapter 8. Just bring it over here a little further to the right, and look what it says in verse 9. This is just fantastic. But you are not in the flesh, see. When we believe the gospel, we're not in the flesh anymore. That old flesh has been nailed to the cross. But in the Spirit, Christ is living in us, see, his Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God, see, dwells in you. Now listen to this. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, see, if the Spirit of Christ isn't living in you today, he is none of his. You see, that's why the churches are so messed up. People don't have the Spirit of Christ living in them because they haven't believed the gospel. See, all they just put their, they say, I put my trust in Jesus. That isn't the gospel. I believe in Jesus. I take Jesus as my Savior. That's not the gospel. And if they don't believe the gospel, they don't have the Spirit of Christ. Because Jesus didn't point to himself. He pointed to what he did on that cross. That's for salvation for us, that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and he rose from dead. So if you don't have the Spirit of Christ living in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, he is none of his. Look at verses 10. And if Christ be in you, see, the body is dead, that old sin nature, because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Whose righteousness? Christ's righteousness that lives in you. See? It's just hard to comprehend. Now look at verses 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit. By whose Spirit? Christ's Spirit that dwells in you. See? Tremendously important that Christ is in you, and because he is the hope of glory. Now let's turn to Philippians. Turn to the right to Philippians chapter 1. Chapter 1. And we're going to look at a verse 6. This is just fantastic verse too. Oh, they're just so far. I just love this Bible. Look what it says. We'll start at 5. For your fellowship is in the gospel from the first day until now. See, these people stood on this gospel, being confident, see, of this very thing. What? That their fellowship is in the gospel. They believe the gospel for their salvation, being confident of this very thing, that he, who's he? Christ, which hath begun a good work in you, when you come believe the gospel in you, see what it says, Christ in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What is it? Believing in the gospel, see, and that you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But he will do it, see. Look how it says, he which hath begun a good work in you, Christ working in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. When's the day of Jesus Christ? It's when he comes back and takes us home, see, in the rapture or in our death. See, how wonderful. How wonderful. There's so much more that we could go on and on in this, but we better keep going this thing. Let's look at chapter 2, verses 5. Verses 5. Chapter 2, in Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5. Just turn the page. It says, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. See, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What is that? it's the belief in Christ living in you. It's the gospel, see. Look at verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you. See, Christ in you, both to do will and to do of his good pleasure. See, it's Christ, it's God's working in us because he's in you. That's the most important thing of our salvation, knowing that Christ is living in us. Now let's turn to Hebrews. Turn to the right, go on back through, not very just, oh, and go back to Hebrews. And let's look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And now let's look at verses. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11. Let's see now, here we go. Okay, for both he that sanctifies and they that are sanctified. See, who sanctifies us? Christ does. And they who are sanctified, who is that? That's us, are all of one. See, we're all of one body. We're all totally one, which cause he, and for this cause, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. You see, the one who is the one that sanctifies is God. See, and they who are sanctified are us. When we believe the gospel, see, are all of one. And who is the one? Christ. Christ in us. See, and because of that, for this cause, see, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. See, God's not ashamed to call us brethren because we're one together. Christ in us. See. This is wonderful. Now look here, on over at chapter 3 and verse 6. Chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, but Christ, as a son over his own house, see, his own house, whose house are we, see, we're the house of God, Christ in us, see, but there's an if there. If we hold fast to the confidence and rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. In other words, we have to believe the gospel. That's our hope. If we hang on to this gospel, Christ will be with us unto the end. So we have to believe his word, the gospel, in order to have this hope. And then we hold it firm unto the end. Now, let's turn to, we've got just a few more minutes, let's turn to back to 2 Corinthians. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I hope you're writing these things down, because these are wonderful things, scripture. This is wonderful. These verses we're talking about, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Look now, Paul asks you, he tells you right off the bat in this one, he says, examine yourself. And I want you to do this right now. Examine yourself, whether you are in the faith. Now, what is the faith? Now, you've got to make sure you understand when Paul talks about faith, you've got to understand, excuse me, when he talks about faith, if you ask 10 ministers, what's faith? And they'd say, well, believing in Jesus and his teachings. No, that's not faith. That's not faith. It's a long ways from it. Let's see what Paul tells us our faith is. Turn to Colossians. Keep your hand here and turn to Colossians chapter 1. And let's see, and look at verses 23. He says, if you continue in the faith. Now what is it? Grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. What is the faith? The gospel, see? Look at it again, verse 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Faith is grounded, being ground and settled, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Why aren't the churches preaching this faith and preaching the gospel today when Paul preaches to everybody under heaven? See, and he was a minister to the gospel. Why isn't this gospel being preached? Well, I can tell you why. It's because the God of this world, has totally blinded those who believe not the gospel, that the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ would not shine upon them. This 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Satan has blinded the minds of the people today that they will not see, know this gospel. You see, they've blinded their minds. Now, let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, when he says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, he says, prove yourself. Know ye not that yourself, how that Jesus Christ is in you. You see, this is how you know your faith. Is Christ living in you? If not, except you be reprobate. You see, you're not saved if Christ isn't living in you. If you don't have the faith in the gospel, see, you're not saved. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time, and I pray that the people would come to the true faith of the gospel for their salvation. I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.